Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. You're listening to the Planet Cacophony. This is episode 7. My name is Dan Petronillo. Today we have some things in store for you. We got the ladies of K-Rock here. We're going to play some games. But before that, why don't we hear some music? If you heard this intro, it's by Jello Biafra. And the day I got that was from The Hood in the Palm Desert. And he owns a label called Alternative Tentacle Records. And their new baby right now is Death Hymn number 9. They've been around for a bit. And, you know, he's pushing him, and he's pushing him for good reason. We're going to start off with that song. It's called Train Yard Boogie, and we're going to go into some Tomahawk and some God Hates a Coward. Alex, how do you feel about that?
Very good. That sounds nice.
All right, let's hit it.
All right.
Right next to your house.
Couldn't make it. And I said, I came up to my wife and I said, in the interest of our marriage, please don't go in the backyard and look at the shit that I took. She goes, you can't tell me that. I said, why? She goes, I have to look. I go, don't, for our marriage. I just hear, her father comes running out thinking somebody had died. She goes, get away, Dad, get away.
Yeah. half a butt puppet. You know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends? Don't talk to me about rock and roll. I'm out there in the clubs and on the streets and I'm living it. I am rock and roll.
Tweakbird and King Buzzo at the Satellite, right? Yeah, the Satellite this Wednesday, February 26th. If you guys are familiar with the Melvins, you know how heavy as shit they get. And from Seattle way back when, you know, the following they had, as underground as it is the coolest shit ever, pretty much. And they've been the biggest influence for Nirvana and whomever. But King Buzzo, their front man, has decided after all these years to finally go acoustic.
That's going to be very interesting.
And not only that, is he's playing with Tweakbird, who he played, you know, a couple weeks ago, and they've been around for a bit. I saw them almost open for Ohm. They didn't show up.
Aww.
But I would have loved to see them live. I bought the ticket, and I saw Ohm, which was amazing, and I've seen Sleep.
Ohm is always good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Tweakbird, I don't know. They didn't come, but they're going to be here at this. It's the Scion thing at the Satellite. It's free 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. 21 and over. And if you RSVP online, it's free. So you guys got no fucking excuse to see King Buzzo from the Melvins and Tweakbird this Wednesday. So let's go into a little bit of that. And while you hear that lovely music, as lovely as it is, we're gonna get the K-Rock girls in here and we're gonna start our game. But here we go. This is Tweakbird with Pigeons.
Say that I did it the best I could while I was stuck in this place. Had as much fun as I could when I was stuck in this place. Played as hard as I could when I was stuck in this place. Dogged as many chicks as I could when I was stuck in this place.
We'll be right back. With what?
With my dead hand! Yeah! And blood's gonna come out of your head! There's nothing you can do about it! Because I'm a madman!
You're listening to Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRiffStudios.com. If you want to call in, it's 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. But more importantly than your calls, even though I love you, sort of, sometimes.
You love us more. You love us.
I got the K-Rock girls here. I got two of them. They both do jobs at K-Rock.
Everything low level.
Yeah. Anything paid, minimum wage for sure.
So we got Reggie.
Hello.
Hi, we got Reggie and we got Jessica.
We do.
All right. And I also got my wonderful little intern, Cheyenne.
Aww.
With the fiery red hair.
Yes.
With the
fiery
red hair. That's new.
I know. I was making my debut to you guys today.
Looks great.
Were you disappointed that nobody was like, holy shit, red hair?
Yeah. Hey, I said something
about
her.
I'm so sorry. So much going on.
As soon as you walked up to us, we're like,
you've never even met her.
I noticed.
I knew.
You know?
I wish you guys would have saw it when it was like blazing red, but like it faded. But okay, it still looks good.
That looks great, girl.
You got it.
Well, Cheyenne did such a great job on Valentine's Day with her game and really exposing some really deep fucking shit in the rest of us guys here. So I figured let's bring in some girls from where I work over at K-Rock.
Oh, God. This is going to be a mess.
And, we're going to get deep.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready for it.
It's a two-round game. The first round's going to be trivia. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back for second round. You guys are going to go head-to-head against each other. That's the battle round.
No.
But let's just take it easy for now. Oh, calm down. It's okay. We'll take it easy for now.
Okay.
It's trivia.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to get a multiple-choice question. Welcome back to high school. Yeah, it sucks.
True, false, multiple choice.
Here's
so
the great thing,
option.
Though. Yeah, so if you answer the question correctly,
always pick C.
You get a point. You will get a point if you answer the question correctly. If you get the question wrong, Cheyenne Skeeman over here has a list of punishments. And you will
punishment
have to do that.
Punishment or penalties, whichever lightens the mood for
I
you.
Like punishment. I like punishment too. Yeah, it sounds very.
I feel like maybe we'll get through about five. And then we'll get back to some tunes. So go ahead, Cheyenne. Just start off with number one.
Question number one. In ancient Greece, women showed their vajayjays to ward off what? A, evil spirits. B, storms at sea. C, syphilis. Or D, the wrath of gods.
I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with D because...
All right, so Jessica, you say B.
I don't even remember what it was, but I just feel strong
vajayjays
about it.
I think the wrath of God doesn't like vagina.
So you're going with D, wrath of gods, Reggie.
For sure.
And Jessica, you're going with B, storms at sea.
Winner is Jessica.
The winner is Jessica.
Point for Jessica.
It's actually storms at sea. Reggie, I'm sorry, but you have a punishment.
I have one punishment,
you
okay.
You have to.
Yes, I had a 4.0.
Please, nothing with
so.
Spicy. Listen. You're going down.
Your punishment is...
Give the other contestant a big dramatic kiss on the hand.
Oh, come on. Not like I've never done it before.
Oh, that's... Oh, man.
I feel like she's going in for a second.
I'm a passionate kisser.
For manic?
Let's put that by the mic so we could all hear it.
Smoochie.
There we go.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's
perfect.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like you should have gone down on a knee.
I was going to, but I didn't.
Feel free.
I'm a lady, Jessica.
I felt it over here.
That was a Disney movie.
Hey, don't knock Disney.
Fuck it, number two.
Or J-Lo. All right,
okay. How long after penetration do 75% of men ejaculate? A, 3 minutes. B, 30 minutes. Or C, 5 minutes. Or D, an hour.
Okay.
Is this what
I know?
We hope for,
I know this
what?
One.
You know this one?
I know this
Give
one.
Give your answer.
C, what? 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
See, I think it's 5 minutes too. What happens if we both get it right?
If you both get it right, you get points. But guess what? I'm sorry you guys got it wrong.
So, seriously?
Please don't tell me it's 3 minutes.
It's 3 minutes.
It's
Holy
3 minutes.
We had high hopes, aren't we?
Actually, when I took this quiz, I got it right. So
I give more credit to the male species than they deserve, I guess.
Shit, dude. And give them their punishment, Dan?
Yeah, what's their punishment?
Both of us?
Okay.
We both get punished.
You both have to confess your dirtiest and most embarrassing dream.
Dream?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
An embarrassing one? Dirtiest and most embarrassing. You can't skip it.
Okay, I think I have a pretty good one.
All right, I have to think of one. I don't know. Mine don't get that
Okay,
dirty,
I had,
though.
Like, the biggest crush on my, like, eighth grade teacher. He was, like, my history teacher. Yeah, I think I've, like, dreamt about my
You got a section about
grade.
Your teacher?
Yeah, but he's not that good looking. It's just he's really smart. He's really ugly. But it's the heart that matters and the brain that matters. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing because he's really ugly, but it's okay.
This past, like, 3 days, I've had a lot of sex dreams about Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
Hey, that's
But I'm not embarrassed about it.
No.
Not even
Don't
a little
be.
Bit.
Don't be.
Okay, so we have an embarrassing one. You can tell the dirtiest one, then.
The dirtiest?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty much just us banging, but there's been a couple dreams where it's been, like, on a board at a studio. Wow, That's intriguing.
That would hurt, though. That's my only Definitely. Thing. Like, I can never
you
do
put,
it in
like,
real
foam
life.
Over it, right? Yeah. Or like bubble, those little bubble thingies.
But have you? Put a towel down or something.
Put a towel. I mean, have you never thought about boning in studio?
I work in radio. What do you fucking think?
Exactly.
All right, let's go to number three. So you guys both don't have points. Jessica right now is in the lead with 1 point. Reggie, you gotta catch the fuck up.
Okay, question number three. Besides the genitals and breasts, what other body part also swells during intercourse? A, the tongue. B, the nose. C, ears. Or D, belly button.
Shit.
I'm gonna go with, does belly button swell? I mean, that's closest to that area. I'm gonna go with tongue?
No! I want that one. Tongue, dude.
You can say it's, you, if you want tongue, Reggie.
So we're going with tongue.
I have tongue.
We're going with tongue. Okay, that's okay because you guys are both wrong.
What? Stop.
Winner is, apparently your nose swells up when you
shut the front door.
I'm shutting it.
Fuck.
Punishment time.
Okay, punishment time.
Uh-oh.
No.
If you're laughing,
let
not
Dan
good...
text the last person from your phone that you text. Right?
I think it might have been Dan, though.
See.
I hand it over.
I don't even know the last person I texted
because we've been drinking tonight.
I don't have my cell phone in here.
Oh, I'll get that.
So
I'll
get to that later. And then we'll post the results on the website later.
Do it, yeah.
All right, while I'm doing that, why don't you go ahead and do number four?
Me?
Yeah.
It's not happening, huh?
It's my friend Ammon.
Big deal.
Nothing.
Do it. You gotta make it. No, Dan, you gotta make it dirty. You gotta make
it worthwhile.
Well,
that's what Dan's here for.
If she'll hand the fucking phone over, I'll type something. But she hit it.
Where's your phone?
Yeah, oh, right exactly.
Here.
Yeah.
You want me to see it? No, he's supposed to text him.
Not you.
All right, no biggie.
I'll text that person.
No biggie.
All right. Yeah,
we're gonna snapshot this and then post it.
Are you fucking, okay.
No, all right, read the next trivia question while I write something.
Okay, so.
Don't.
Ammon.
Okay, ready?
He'll forgive me.
Number four. Dysphilioba.
Wait, what?
Okay, hold on. Let me try this again.
Dysphilioba.
Oh, Dan, I need help.
It doesn't work.
Dysphilioba.
Is the fear of what? You guys, okay, anyway. Is the fear of what? A, becoming disabled during the deed. B, a broke dick. 3, undressing in front of someone. Or D, having sex with a disabled person.
What's the word?
Okay, the word is dysheliophobia.
I'm gonna go with A.
I'm gonna go with D.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Point for Reggie.
I'm actually smart.
I'm just kidding. I got your hopes up. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did?
Sure. Actually, it's undressing in front of someone.
I was going to say that next. I think I should get the point.
I think not. What's the score, Dan? I'm still winning.
Well, Reggie has one and Jessica has one. It's tied.
Wait, okay. When did Reggie?
You guys both get a punishment.
I just win for him texting my random friend. That's
why. Oh, man. The next punishment is kind of a punishment for me.
What is it?
Do I have to do this?
What is it? What are we going to make you do?
God, I don't even know.
All right, well, the last punishment for this round was spank Cheyenne.
Get over here.
All right.
That's what's written.
I'll make it gentle.
It must be.
I won't.
What are you licking your fingers for? That's fucking gross.
Here, let me lick my fingers before I touch your asshole. No, it'll be gentle.
All right, Reggie and Jessica are going to spank Cheyenne. But more importantly, let's play some music.
Jessica lost, dude.
You lost, too.
Her boyfriend's so into it. He's like, yeah.
I'm sorry, Anthony, did you have to watch? Oh my God.
All right, Hoop Screams. Let's play some Hoop Screams. Tonight You're Dead, then Froth, General Education, and Anesthetic Frank with Brodish.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, I like your food.
Outback Steakhouse. I'm Australian, mate.
Pam,
come on. I like your food. No, come on. Stir the pot. Stir the melting pot. Bam. Let's do it. Let's get ugly. Let's get real.
Okay. If I have to do this, based on stereotypes that are totally untrue, that I do not agree with, you would maybe not be a very good driver.
Oh, man, am I a woman?
crazy.
Man, it's the same bullshit they tried to pull in my day. You know, if it ain't that piece of for you, you got to do it, Randall. Let me tell you this. The older you do get,
that is one big pile of shit.
Yeah, dude.
What does it say? Jesus.
It keeps,
oh, fuck.
But it keeps lighting on and off when we're playing. Like,
oh,
it's
really?
Flickering.
Some fucking shit's going on today, man. It's not just
dude.
Electrical.
All right, let's do this. Watch, I'll see it come on and shit.
Alphys!
Yeah, love it, love it.
Welcome to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com. This is round two.
Round two. I'm
Girls
ready
of K-Rock. Reggie versus Jessica.
We both failed pretty epically so far.
We asked five questions last round, all trivia. We were hoping to get a couple more points each, but they only got one and one, so we're tied.
Whoops.
We're failures, dude.
This round, we have three judges. We got Alex, our board op. What's
Hello.
Up, man?
Hello, love.
We got Alex. We got
Hello.
My brother Charles over here, Dr. Dick Dingus, and myself. And Cheyenne's sitting here. She's going to coordinate this whole thing. This is the battle round.
I love this music, though.
Yeah,
it's totally
sets
yeah.
the mood for you guys.
It's Pokemon.
Definitely
moves it's Pokemon battle music. That's what this is.
Solid choice.
Thank you.
I like it.
All right, so basically, I have a beanie here, and uh-huh. Cheyenne put a bunch of... What is this?
It's gum. I'm just kidding.
it's a bunch of crinkled up paper and a beanie, and you guys are going to pick one out each. You get a task.
Yes.
Right?
So and pick one out, read me what it says, and I will give you your task.
Down.
All right, then we'll go from there.
Okay, cool.
We have judges for a reason.
Exactly. Yes.
Here we go. Just reach over the table and grab one.
I judge hard.
The judges.
Very hard.
Very, very hard.
Very hard.
I like it hard.
Oh. All right, Jessica, what do you have?
Joff H.
Is it J?
J.
It says J of H.
J of H. Oh, okay. Like, so your task is... Tell the funniest dirty joke.
So this is both of you against each other.
Yeah, so
you both each,
that's your task.
You
but you
each
both
have to tell
do it.
A dirty joke,
All
and
right.
then we vote
Just
on
one.
Whose is better.
Yeah. Just one already. I know. I don't know. I don't
she
know
gives dirty jokes without even trying.
But it's,
so go.
It's different when you try. All right, I got one.
Go.
Dirty, okay. All right, so this dude, let me see.
Oh, get the fucking joke right. Jesus Christ. We're sitting here all day.
I can't even get the joke right.
Finish my fucking beer before we get this round over.
I can't even get the joke right. All right.
We have music to play, Jessica.
I know. Hey, man. I'm not a comedian.
I'm not a comedian either.
All right. No, I got one. So this dude is sitting outside a building. People walk by. Hey, man, what are you waiting for? Oh, just waiting for Patty's legs to open. Everyone's like, what? What the hell is Patty's legs? And then it's a pub. That's all I got.
Yeah, then she was doing
nothing. Okay. I know I fucked up that joke.
Nope.
There's a punchline in there somewhere.
You lost Alex's vote, I'm sorry.
No, she but won because still... I have nothing. What if I pass?
You have nothing?
I have nothing. I'm trying to think of something.
Do you realize?
Other than the dirtiest joke
pass,
I have
though?
Is my ex-boyfriend.
Well, if you pass, you forfeit, which means you just...
Which is that
the
one?
Punishment.
That means you just automatically take the punishment.
I'll take the punishment.
Let's do it. Jessica gets 1 point. Reggie, punishment.
Okay, well, your punishment, Reggie, is to tell us dun, your dun, worst dun. Sex story.
Oh, shit.
Okay, dude, so I should have gotten the punishment.
Seriously. My worst sex story. I think it has
that
to be...
That means a point for Jessica.
I wrote it.
Okay.
And this goes for everyone, losing your virginity. It's like the worst time of everyone's life. No, for everyone. Like, it's the worst time ever. Like, it's so awkward.
It's clumsy.
Yeah, it's super, like, awkward.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
No, no one knows what hole it goes in, so it's...
Wait! Well, I don't know about that.
No, I'm totally kidding. No, I'm kidding. But no, seriously, it's the worst time ever. That's
it's like kids playing with oversized keys.
No, seriously.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. No.
Go into some details.
It's the first time, like, you don't know what to expect. It was really awkward. It's not.
Well, what was the setting? Set the mood for us. We need to know this.
I
things.
Set the mood for it, sadly enough. Like, it was New Year's Eve. I was like, I want to have a day I could remember it in.
She said it just like that, too.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
why it was awkward.
That's all he heard. That's all he heard.
No, yeah.
Maybe that's why it was so bad.
Right. I had like a candle running.
Maybe it was your fault.
Does that turn you
on? It might have been.
Let's not point blame at anybody here.
Right. Yeah, losing my virginity was the worst, I think. I think that's with everyone now.
Have you ever done one of those things where you're like, is it in? Is that it?
That's what it was. No.
Jesus Christ.
I've never done that
it
before.
It only happened once.
I've never done that
It
before.
Was when I used to drink. It was a thing.
It was a thing. It happened more than once.
It was okay. a thing?
Hey,
wasn't
Reggie,
too bad.
What is yours say?
Joker.
Oh, okay. All right, so the Joker. You have to answer... Okay, whoever can answer the best to this scenario. So So you're in a room with Charlie Hunnam from, as I say, Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Oh,
Noel's bar.
Oh, I wrote this.
No, what
this.
Are you going to do to him? Answer that first.
Oh, well, I'd probably like dip him in some type of chocolate and then just bottom up.
Okay.
Lick it all off. Definitely nuzzle up and nap in his beard when it's over.
Oh, God. Okay.
And that just.
I'm enticed.
Just.
You know, his beard isn't that thick.
The warmth.
It is, though, dude.
It's just
it
is. Bear.
It really is.
It's teddy bear.
You guys are so fucking gross.
What's wrong with beards, Dan?
Beards are beautiful.
The
like.
Warmth.
Beards are manly. A real man.
Finish your story.
Oh. Where did I leave off? Oh, nuzzling
okay, chocolate
up,
nuzzling beard.
Napping in his beard.
No.
All right, then.
I would definitely, I mean, just because he is who he is, there would definitely be a solid Jew girl BJ.
What is that?
What's
the difference?
Apparently,
I'm intrigued.
No, more. I've never heard of the Jew girl BJ.
Dan actually told me this. Dan was the one that was like, "Well, you're Jewish, and Jew girls apparently give the best blowjobs." So I was like, "Okay, I'm running with that. I'm going to tell that to
everyone." Oh my god!
Dude,
no, it's a saying.
Oh my god!
Like, it's so on Seinfeld. Oh, it's on fucking Seinfeld. It's on Friends.
If there's a rumor going around that I give good BJs,
no,
I'm
not
okay
you.
With that.
Just whatever, man.
All right, moving on. Oh Reggie, God. Tell us what you would do.
Since he rides a motorcycle, and I've thought about this plenty of times. You know, like, I hate Kanye, but, like, I like that video with him and Kim Kardashian.
Wait, with Seth Rogen and James Franco?
No. Well, yeah, I'm down for that, too. Don't get me wrong. But
that was hot.
I'll be on that motorcycle. I'll be like, honey. That's about it.
What the fuck?
Wait, so
you don't
actually
know about that?
You wouldn't bone
no,
him
I
on
saw
the motorcycle?
That's
you
what
would
I'm
just
saying. No,
the,
dude,
oh, okay.
I, like, picture that. Like, us
you
riding
you guys
through
could
everything.
Fucking die, you retards.
I'm sorry.
You're
going to
go through an intersection on a red light, and you're going to get hit. You're going to get T-boned
hey,
by a fucking semi truck.
At least I'm on his lap. That's all.
That's
well,
brutal.
That's a good way to go.
They could be in the desert, like, in the video.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be on the streets.
Yeah, so. My hair would be blowing
Alex,
everywhere.
Shut the fuck up.
This is on my side, man.
I hate Kanye, but, I could see that with me and Charlie.
It's all right,
well, how about this? Here's your plot twist.
This one's not over.
Plot twist.
Oh, it isn't over.
He takes off his mask, and he's Sarah Palin. Go.
Oh, shit.
Death.
She's still good looking.
Commit suicide.
What do you know? You can't have the same answer.
What do you
bullshit.
Do?
No,
yeah. What do you do?
Commit suicide. No, I'll kill myself. Like, I don't want to bang Sarah Palin.
Well, she licked her all over with chocolate.
I'd be. Oh, God.
God
that's
dude.
More grind. Yeah. I think it was that way.
No.
She'd get shanked.
Okay, so we got
and
shanked.
Okay, so Jessica says.
We got shanked and commits
suicide.
Hold
on. Charlie Hunnam pulls his mask off after you
Palin.
Licking him up after all the chocolate.
And it's Sarah Palin.
Just
and
it's
Sarah Palin,
shanked,
you
like,
shank him.
But with a dull, like nothing sharp.
Like
it's not going to be quick. Yeah.
A spoon.
With a spoon.
You kill him with a spoon.
Slowly.
Reggie, what do you do?
I would jump off the motorcycle that I thought I was riding in with Charlie.
And you'd kill yourself.
Yeah.
Head plan.
Charles, vote. Reggie or Jessica, go. We're running out of time.
Head plan, ultimate suicide, because you realize you are riding the bike with a Republican.
So you're with Reggie.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Checks with Reggie.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with a Jewish blowjob.
Well, that's Jessica. Shit.
I'm going to go with the
Jewish. So it's up to me.
The Jewish, yeah.
Tiebreaker.
So you're going to, hold on. Okay, you're just going to kill yourself. That's,
No.
I mean, I get it.
It's Sarah Palin,
stabbing
man.
Somebody with a fucking spoon, I'm going with Jessica.
A spoon?
Ooh, that's brutal.
That's pretty creative. I'll give you that. Whatever, Jess.
So, Jess gets a point. Reggie, punishment.
I'll take it.
Punishment.
Punishment.
Oh, this is the best part. Have you ever seen Seinfeld?
Sometimes.
That's
you know
enough.
How Elaine likes to dance?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how I dance.
Okay, kicks and thumbs, dude. Kicks.
What the fuck does that mean? See, obviously,
you have
I don't
dance
watch
like
Seinfeld.
Elaine.
How does she
show her?
Dance?
Someone show her.
She
it's kind of like you're convulsing with your thumbs in the air.
Seizure
and
kicks, really? Standing up.
And random kicks.
You just
kicks.
Gotta do a, just
do
a do crazy
dance.
Do
I gotta
dance,
get out
girl.
Of everything? Okay.
Yeah. No, this is legit. Okay. Like thumb. Just think dad dance.
Yeah. Dad dance.
Yeah.
Make sure we. Okay. You gotta go that way up to the camera.
Yeah, over here.
Reggie's
what
had
the
a few beers.
Fucking
it's
kind of
just like,
music,
just like convulsed, right?
I
okay,
it was Mario.
There we go.
That's no, Pokemon.
There
yeah.
we go.
Wait, crank up the Pokemon music.
Yeah, that's.
I got to
throw the thumbs up more.
And there kick, and kick, and kick.
Kick, random kicks.
That was perfect. You know what? She gets a point for that. I'm just kidding.
Good job.
All right. Fine.
All right, she gets a point for the lane dance. All right.
I tried.
We're good.
It's a little sweaty in here now. That's how Dan likes it.
The air conditioner is off. I'm sorry.
You did press
the power button.
I did not say that I did unplug it myself, but it is off. But we gotta do one more to break this fucking tie here.
All right.
Are we tied? I feel like
you're flat
dude,
outside.
Dude, I fucking...
I'll have...
I put the sex in me.
You know what? Let me pick one.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna pick one.
Okay.
And then you just deal
off.
With it. Let me unwrap this shit. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, my writing's like shit.
I get QH. What the fuck does that mean?
Two parts. Okay, the task is to do your best impression of a celebrity.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's hard,
Can we pick?
Yeah, you can pick.
No, don't.
Whoa, that's a twist.
Can we pick this?
I don't know. No. No, actually, this goes on them because whoever they can do the best.
All that's right. A good play right there.
All right. Mm. Who's up first? You want to go first?
No.
Do you like
no.
I could do, I don't know. Maybe like a good Barbara Streisand.
Do it. The Barbara
Streisand. Do it. Nice. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, let's hear that.
I can't
go for
even
it.
Like.
Serenade me.
Are you going to do like a musical number?
Oh my God. A musical number? Oh my God.
No, let her keep going.
Dan.
What?
Oh my God. I love this studio. This is like not even close to Barbara.
No,
pretty rad, yeah.
Typical Jew.
I got my nails done the other day, and you never guess who I ran into at the salon.
Who's that?
When I got my, I don't know.
No, that's actually pretty good.
I ran into Cher. You would not believe the wig she was wearing that night, Dan. Oh my God. It was despicable. It was a disgrace. Next time I see her at the Hollywood Bowl,
she's
I'm
running with this.
Yeah, right?
Okay, that was
Hollywood
great.
Bowl,
right, just a whole like crazy dialogue.
She might have this sealed up.
Location specific.
Reggie, come on.
Dude,
you gotta,
I'm trying to think of something.
You can't fucking do Christopher Walken. Or like William Shatner.
Hold on, Christopher
Al Pacino.
Walken. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Shatner is an easy one, I think. Shatner's not easy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sylvester Stallone.
There you go.
Hey, yo, Adrian.
Okay.
Adrian. Hey, yo, it's me again.
Could you imagine if like he had a baby with Barbara Streisand?
Awesome. That'd be the worst thing in the world.
No, that'd
it
be
would
amazing.
Be like the Blob. The military would come and they'd shoot that shit down.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I could do a Latina girl because I...
Do J-Lo.
Selena.
Do J-Lo or Selena.
Hello, Angelo. And I fucking hate Mark Anthony.
I don't know, dude.
I hate Mark Anthony.
I fucking hate Mark Anthony and J-Lo, too. But
wait, aren't they married?
Not anymore.
Where have you been?
Those twins separated them.
Fucking not paying attention to J-Lo and Mark Anthony.
Excuse me. You should always be paying attention to J-Lo.
That ass is worth paying attention to.
And apparently she's the best actress.
Yes.
Yes. No. I will not agree with that.
Excuse me.
Fuck this. We got to vote. Alex, who you choosing, Jessica or Reggie?
I'm going with Jessica.
With the Jew girl. All right.
Yes.
Charles.
Always, dude. Is it Jew theme that you like?
No.
At this point, it doesn't even matter who I choose because Jessica's got the majority. I'm sorry, Reggie, again. You have another
it's
penalty.
It's not like I don't like these, so whatever.
All right, the penalty is we're going to get this beanie, and you have to put it over your head and your eyes, and you have to feel one of the judges' weenuses.
No.
And
guess
who it is.
I'm down.
The weenus is the extra skin that hangs off of the elbow.
You have to guess by their skin who it is.
Can I see
it's nearly impossible, but nearly impossible, but I think it can be done.
It's just going to be one.
Okay,
you have to assume. There's three of us.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so get a good
and
look at get a look at the elbows. Everybody, throw your elbows up.
We have to show them?
Yeah, throw the elbows up.
Yeah, show them off.
Throw the elbows up. Let's make this fair. Throw the elbows
Hold
up.
Hold on, let me
snip your pits. Alex, throw your fucking elbow up. There you go, buddy.
There you go, man.
You're not even looking. Doesn't matter. She's blindfolded.
She doesn't know what's up.
All right.
Let's do this. All right.
All right, there's an...
I could have done a pretty good Puerto Rican.
There's going to be an elbow approaching you. Make it loose. Make it loose.
That's what she said. Dude.
All right. You got a grip on it? That's a sleeve. You got to go lower. Lower. Now grab... You see that extra skin? Grab it.
This is getting way more sexual.
This is awkward.
You grab... You got it?
This is on like a scale from like 1 to 10. It's like a 7.
All right, you got it? Okay, now stop.
to personal
Whose
space.
Whose weenus is
personal
that?
Space. That's your brother's, the doctor.
Son of a, what the fuck?
I'm pretty good at weenuses, dude.
Yeah. Wow. I think.
Nailed it.
I think that's, Nash nailed it.
You know, you know what the fucked up part about this whole thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Reggie won because of that.
What? I hope so. I deserve it, dude.
Scored across the board.
On that note, let's go to the Sonics.
What the heck? Stop it. I took a shit out of my car. I had to shit so bad that I opened my door. I was in Washington, D.C. On Wisconsin Avenue, and I pulled my pants down. It stuck just my out. And I 100 miles an hour. And a woman walked by with her dog. I'm sorry. And she just turned around and walked the other way.
I'm sorry. That's a good thing to say.
Yes, I have so many shit stories.
You're kidding me! God! You say radon is silent but deadly, and then you expect me not to make farting noises with my mouth? What is this?
Please sit down.
You know what? We're not going to die of radon. We're going to die of boredom.
Yeah.
Right? And if I had a gun with two bullets, and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
No. That's not...
Okay.
You were
all right.
Being really funny, and then you went too far.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com. We're here every Monday night. This is Muddy Waters here. I just want to say goodbye to you guys, and thanks for Reggie and Jessica from K-Rock coming out here to, I don't know, participate in all the shit my interns make you do. I unleash them, and they make these things for my guests, and I'm sorry.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
No, but thanks for having us. And it was awesome. We've had a blast.
We'll do a new one.
Yeah.
We'll do another installment.
Yeah, because Jessica, this is the tie, actually, so.
The tie.
We're going to have the tiebreaker coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
This is Champagne and Reefer by Muddy Waters, and I just want to say goodnight to you guys. SkidRowStudios.com, Pint of Cacophony, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday night. We'll see you next week. Take care. Good night, motherfuckers.
Good night. Well, you know it shouldn't be no law. If people that want to smoke a little dope. Well, you know it shouldn't be no law. If people that want to smoke a little dope.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.